And Prophet Barbara, I so agree with the words that have been spoken from His grace, because I hear Father God saying this is the season Father God says, say speech and everything boldly. I just hear Father God saying the lioness in you is roaring in this season in a new way. And I am so in agreement concerning your voice being heard. For I heard Father God said, I don't know if you began to do this yet, woman of God, but I hear your voice on CDs for meditation. I see you recording CDs with music, meditation music behind it, and I hear meditation and I hear prayer. And I'm looking at an environment just like they have the sound effects, where they have the sound effects where they have the water, the rain, any type of sounds that soothe people. I see you coming together with the right individuals. I see you partnering with the right individuals to bring forth this. And I also see, I don't know if you began to do it, but I see you out going out and lecturing and giving motivational speeches. Have you began your motivational speaking?
It hasn't started yet, but that is in the plan, the vision with the book and the 30-year anniversary of Barbara Tucker in music and seminars. Mm-hmm. It's all of this is up in my head. I have someone who wants to do the documentary who just hit me up last month. She's ready. Venues that I'm working in want to start filming, but I want to do a situation where you book me and then the day before or the day after, I sit and we have, it's a mentorship, motivational mentorship for the artist. It's all up in my head. There's so much bubbling.
Yes, and this and more is going to come to because with the CDs, I see the T-shirts, I see DVDs. Now, one other thing, woman of God, the dance. I'm hearing dance in motion and exercise in motion. Had it been in your spirit to do a dance and or exercise, I don't know what you call it, it's a combination of dance and exercise. I see the video, I see the DVD. Now, I also see you on, it's cable, also public television. But it's going to branch over into mainstream. I'm looking at NBC, CBS, ABC. Is this something that you've already done or you plan on doing?
I really didn't think about getting so much back into the exercising, the dancing, as I do have a trainer now. I'm in the gym training, so I'm trying to almost rebuilding this body and this mind and this spirit, but you see the potential. You see that these things can be done. I didn't plan on it, but I'm open. If God says so and somebody sees me and wants my face to represent the situation, I'm open with it.
Amen. And I'm glad you're open because I see it very clearly. And I don't know who all you're going to connect with. I'm looking at someone's face. I recognize it, but I'm not pulling the name. Hopefully before we end this prophecy, I'll have the name. She's well-known. Her name is Denise. I'm trying to remember her last name. I'm seeing the face, though. I don't know if it's Denise Austin. She's very, very well-known in the fitness arena in the American community. I don't know if you're going
to... I've heard of her. I think she's married to one of the radio personalities, I think it is. I've seen her on YouTube before. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yes. I see you guys crossing paths. I don't know if it's at a trade program or where you guys are crossing paths, yet I hear Father God saying you're crossing paths and you're crossing paths quickly and swiftly. And it's something you are dropping in her spirit. She's heard your name. Your name is circular. And have you ever been on her husband's radio show?
No, I have not. No,
okay.
I think they're in Atlanta, I believe it is.
Okay. Well, woman of God, just prepare, because I hear Father God saying the universe is indebted to you, woman of God. So I hear Father God saying in the next 3 days, write it down and make it plain. I hear Father God saying Habakkuk 2:2, make it plain, put it on a vision board, put it on a billboard. Do you have your vision board that you see every day that you're working for? It can even be a small board that you created in your iPad, but Father God says get a vision board before you to be, to do, to have, and manifest all that God has for you.
All right. To be, do, and to have.
And I just hear Father God saying justice. Father God says don't worry about anything, for Father God says there shall be justice. September, October, November. Write it down, woman of God. God says the tears, I just see the buckets full of tears you have cried. But Father God says tears may have endured for a night. Oh, but embrace your joy right now that cometh in the morning. I see the property. I see the investment. And woman of God, you will not walk alone. I see a partnership, whether you choose to marry or not. I do see a wealth-producing partnership. When I say wealth-producing, it won't be of only the monetary blessing. It's going to be the emotional, the spiritual, the psychological support. I see the psychological support coming to you that you've cried for. Father God says, this person, you're going to say, but did I marry a counselor, a psychologist or something? Because this person is just going to pour into you, woman of God. Where you've always given out, you've been going an extra mile, the love and compassion that you've given to others, God says, this person will give to you. So,
and you know, Prophetess.
Yes, Your Grace?
That's what, that's how, you know, Prophetess Barbara, the Lord says that, you're going to come, so hold that thought, Prophetess Michelle, because the Lord just showed me, and I wrote it down, He said that they're going to start calling you mother. It's like the gay and the lesbian community, they're going to start calling you mother.
Jesus, some
you're
of them have
like,
already started.
Okay, you're going to be like their Mother Teresa. You're going to be like the mother of hope that will love them when others will despise them.
Mm.
They're going to look to you. And you're going to do some great, great, great work. Because, again, remember, the Lord just said, that your mission, he talked about your mission.
Mission.
Your mission year. And that's why what you're doing has worldwide potential.
Mm-hmm.
It has worldwide potential. And so while you're in this season, Prophet's going to come back with that. Don't lose that. You're in a season where the Lord says the pressure is falling away.
Jeez.
The pressure. It has fallen away, and because you're in a time of deleting, and you're going to do that for the next 18 months, where you're deleting what is of God and what is not of God.
Jesus,
you're sifting away. Now, just a quick question: Has the idea come up yet? If you don't get in touch with the lawyer, and you can't get in touch with the lawyer, What will happen then? Have you looked at that yet? And are you willing to walk away from the whole thing and cut your loss? If this thing doesn't pull through the way you want it to.
Or Bishop, are we talking again about New Jersey?
The house in Jersey. Jersey.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's okay. Why I placed this person. I okayed this proxy. Because I wanted to walk away clean.
Okay.
That's it. I felt like Tina Turner. Look, y'all could take everything. Just let me get my name. You know?
Okay.
And that's it. I'm fine with it. I'm okay with it because Barbara doesn't hold on to material things. I'm not, I can't do it. No, that's that season. And I understand that. And I look at everything in this world, of this world, is things that come and go. And if God gave me that, and if God is God, He can give me anything.
Okay, good. And just be open to that. Just some, and you may have just cut your losses and move on, but all is well.
Yes.
And as you're doing that, and again, I love that no attachments to it. But God is really pulling a lot of things together for you, and you're just going to really see it coming together. You're going to really see things coming together. Oh, go ahead, Prophetess Michelle.
Yes, Your Grace, and I am so in agreement. And Prophet Barbara, it's because of your non-attachment to things that God says that you already have all the things you desire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, woman of God, concerning the country you're in, I know, are you in what they call a flat?
In England, they call it a flat, and here they just call it an apartamento, the apartment.
Okay.
It's two bedrooms, two baths, a big, long terrace. I'm right on the sea. The beach is right there. It's beautiful, clean, fresh.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm here, Prophet and Prophetess, I feel no stress. This is where it's so peaceful for me. My energy, even my DJ says, when we leave from there, I notice your energy. You're just so calm here.
And I see you there more than here. Because I hear Father saying, you'll be bi-coastal, but where you're at right now actually become your home. So while you're in the apartment, you said you're there for 5 years right now?
Yeah, I signed a lease for 5 years.
Okay. And I hear God saying, you'll be there more than here. It'll be like that's your home. You'll come over here, do what you need to do, visit your family, celebrate your family, and then you'll go back home. And actually, I don't know how long you've been going to this country. I hear Father God saying, almost like a soul tie. It's almost like a soul mate. It's something that ministers to you. Now, when you go back home to Brooklyn, that's more generational. And that's a generational attachment. And you feel obligated to go back there to do what you need to do. So Father God says, as you know how you have outside the mat that says welcome home, I don't know if you have one there. Father God says, get one that you like, a designer one, even one with your initials if you want, or whatever you want to design on it. If you want something to say Barbara, or you want a logo, or you have a sale or something of that nature, Father God says, get something that represents you, because somehow, some way, where you're at right now has truly become your home. It is. It's just like your music is your ministry. That location is ministry to you, ministering back. Where you've get, you know what? Now I'm starting to understand it. You've given so much to the people there. You've given people their life, whether you realize it or not. Where people have given up hope when they hear your music. There's something about the vibration that lifts them. There's a lifting that you give to people. And Father God said it's like a reciprocal. It's come back to lift you and give you life as well. So, woman of God, even as you prophesy through your music, that country is prophesying back to you. Now, tell me something. Have you done something with the youth in that country?
I don't really know a lot of youth. And it's funny because I keep thinking I'm the youth. But,
you are.
You know, so when I do perform, I do embrace younger people that are younger than me. I encourage and inspire people with their gifting and where it comes from. Like someone asked me, can I teach them to sing and how come I sing? I can't teach you to sing, but I can awaken the God gift in you that helps you release and exhale all that is good musically in you. So I do individually come across younger people that are attracted to me in that musical, spiritual way, and I give them some, I just awaken them, awaken the God in them.
Yes. I see something in due season coming with the youth. Have you ever went to visit the school?
School is here because this is an island. School, there, you know, when I'm here, there's no school, and most of the kids are much younger. Like they, for the junior high school or the high school, they're in Madrid on another island. That's okay. The way that this is. And so here, the school is would be for the younger kids. I'm thinking 12 and under.
Okay, that's perfect, because I'm looking at middle school and elementary school. When you have the opportunity, Father God says begin to visit the schools. Now, how far is Mildred from where you're staying right now?
How far is what?
Madrid.
I'm sorry. Madrid?
Yes.
A plane ride.
Okay. Start with the location where you are, and Father God says the other doors will open up. With Bishop, I so agree with when Bishop said they're calling you. I hear you call mother and mama. And there's some, I don't understand what I'm looking at. Are there a lot of orphans over there?
I don't know. This, I can't even describe. I'm going to have to send you pictures because this is such a commercial, seasonal island. People are from Germany, Italy, Poland, London. They all come here from May to the beginning of October to release music, to network, and it's a musical thing. And then they disappear, and it's like a no man's land.
I hear what you're saying. It's like a seasonal place.
Yes. So as an orphanage type situation, I couldn't say because I don't, when I do see families, I see families and they're on the beach, but I don't see like wayward children. Or
I don't, I don't know where I'm at over there, but there's somewhere, it's almost like, as you said, it's more commercial, but there's somewhere over there that God is calling you to, and in due season, I'm looking at 2.5 to 3 years down the line, when this comes up, Father God said, it's going to be a question in your mind, am I to address this? And there's going to be something political over there. Father God says, don't run from it, don't escape. Face it, because Father God says you're going to bring attention to something that needs to be addressed, and the support and help will be there. So Father God says, be open to this. Now, what's interesting to this, now that Father God has shown me this, have you ever studied Josephine Baker?
Of course. That's one of my, well, I don't idol anybody, but that's one of the artistic women that I'm like, wow, I'm like, I feel her spirit, because she was
yes.
this woman who never had children, but who
yes.
adopted different children
yes.
and traveled. And they, yeah, this is me.
That's
me,
it.
Josephine Baker.
Okay,
this is,
okay.
This
okay.
is what God
now,
is
now that, you know, Prophet, that's deep what you said. Because I was getting ready to ask you,
Jesus.
And somehow, were you thinking of doing something with an adoption, woman of God?
It definitely, through my life, has crossed my mind. And can I say this? When I was like, I want to say maybe 13 or somewhere around there, I said to God, I don't want to have children. I said it in a little girl's voice. That's how I knew it was young. Because who's going to take care of the children, God, that are here? I remember at such a young, innocent age saying that,
wow.
and I thought of Josephine Baker and what she did, and I was always scared. And I'm like, God, could this be one of the reasons why I kind of was scared to bring kids in or to have kids? Because I was like, who's going to take care of those kids that are here? You know, so I love kids. Kids are attracted to me. And even where I live, there's these three girls that they speak Spanish, and I don't speak that good Spanish, and they don't speak English, but they're always, ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da, ba-da, canta, canta, canta. They're always running to me, and I'm always embracing them. One's Asian Spanish, one, and the other one, too, are Spanish, and it's so cute. I love kids. And I said, see, again, my thing is, it seems like I got so much in my head. I need, not need, but I desire the work so that the work can fuel the business, so that the business can bring
yes.
forth an agency, can and everything has to bounce off
yes.
or should bounce off. That's, sometimes I get so overwhelmed with what spiritually happens in my head that then I just wind up sitting there and say, I can't, this is, in my head is so, I need to turn on a cartoon.
Yeah, it's on overdrive, and I think that's why it's going to be important to write these things down.
I do.
And get them on paper, and yeah, and get in the plan, because God's giving you all those things for a purpose and a reason, and you will, because I just saw something. It was like, I don't know, I saw this child around you, or fertility, or whatever this thing was, so I saw a child around you, and it, I said, well, maybe, Lord, maybe it's something with an adoption, or almost like a... you'll be really mothering
yes.
others. Go ahead, Prophet Michelle.
Wait, excuse me for a second. And I've even asked someone about that, but as I was married, that's another thing. I didn't want to bring a child into a substance home. Because
okay.
I wanted to foster children or adopt, and I said, "This is they're going to want two people working this situation if two people are here,
yeah.
and this cannot work."
Yeah. Mhm. It's not out of the picture. The adoption thing is not out of the picture, because there's something in it, and I'm seeing this little, it's like I'm seeing this little girl.
Jesus.
And this little girl. Prophetess Michelle, go ahead.
Yes. And I'm standing in agreement. And Prophetess, I'm so glad. I see a lot of pictures, and I see pictures. When I see pictures, I can recognize names as long as I can remember them. Father God says you'll be likened to Josephine Baker, but you won't have the ending that she had.
Hmm.
Because Father God says you'll study her. Go ahead and continue studying her. Because Father God says the purpose of studying her is one thing that we learn in life is lessons. And we learn from those who have already paved the way for us. And I see you likened to her. And this is where God is beginning to bring the tying in together of what's going to be happening concerning these children. I don't know where these children are, and because it is more so of a commercial time and it is a seasonal time, these children are somewhere there, but they're not publicized and they're not seen. But Father God said through music, it's amazing what you said about the two young ladies that's around you. They don't speak your language and you don't speak theirs, but they can communicate through your name. It is something in your spirit that soothes them. It is something in your spirit that attracts them, and they feel a deliverance, and they feel the same way you feel in Abisa is the same way as what you bring to them. So Father God says, take notice, and if you have the opportunity to go ahead and take a second language, I know things get very full, but in due season, if you can, Rosetta Stone or whoever, Father God says, take the opportunity to begin to take up the language, because Father God says it's going to benefit you. Now, who is Fernando? Do you know a Fernando?
I'm sure I do.
Okay.
It's so familiar. I'm sure I do.
Write the name down. Father God says, write the name down, Fernando. Fernando is going to be a friend. Fernando will be a confidant. Now, what I'm seeing, though, I'm seeing an elder Fernando, which is just an adult man, not an elderly man. And then I'm seeing a younger Fernando. I don't know if he's a junior or what. Father God says, embrace them both. Father God has said it's going to bring you favor. I almost feel like it has to do with land, property, and I don't even know what this is. Are you aware that there's someone around you with something with oil or property with oil? What does
No, I'm not
Dubai,
aware.
Okay, Dubai. What does Dubai mean to you?
Dubai?
Yes.
Definitely performed there about four or five times already.
Okay, are you due to go back within the next 6 to 9 months?
Not that I know of, but it could be because while we're in the winter, they're in the summer season.
Okay, because I'm hearing 6 to 9, even 12 months away, I hear Father God saying an invitation to Dubai, even something concerning recording, and I see you back, I see you on stage. Now, do you wear an afro on stage sometimes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at the afro, I'm looking at the what's the shoe? Whatever the shoes are called, the platform shoes that go with bell bottom pants?
The platform shoes.
Okay, I see those. I don't know if this is going to be a theme performance or is this something they invite you guys to do, but I hear Father God saying it's going to be a great time. Now, I'm being pulled in another direction here. Did you set up a foundation for artists that you work with that have gone on, but it's a foundation to minister to ill individuals, but also individuals who are no longer in the business, but they're dealing with things. Did you set up a foundation for that already?
I didn't set up a foundation for them, and it's interesting because sometimes within the years, thoughts like that have come through me. And again, those are those ideas that you're like, how am I going to do this as this one person? That's where the assistants come in, or those people who set up foundations who work with that, you know,
yeah.
Partnerships.
Yes, and God says all of these ideas, as you go back through your journals and paths and journals, paths and diaries from the years, I hear Father God saying that what's going to happen, you are going to be able to get these things off the ground. Now, what I'm looking at, I believe what you just said is exactly what I just heard. It's going to be virtually that it's going to be done. You're going to have assistance, but some of them are going to be virtual. Some will be local. But I see a lot of people that you're going to pull together, and you guys may maybe meet 1 to 3 times a year or when you pick it. But otherwise, I see you on phone calls, conference calls, just all type of streaming calls. Just Father God says you guys to do it through the internet. So God says, worry not, fret not. Those ideas that you had in your mind, please don't ever get depressed or thoughtful. I've got all these ideas, I can't do them. Father God says you're going to do those and more. So the foundation, whatever this is concerning the children and the orphanage and all these other things that you keep hearing or seeing or you're getting prophesied to, Father God says just apply to see the patient concerning it, and you're going to walk that out and more. Now, what's going on with your website? Is your website under construction?
Yes, it is. I have a new gentleman who's working with me, and he's building the website, thank God for that, since June. He's a new person that's a part of the B-Star Music Group. He says that he thinks he can do a good job to manage me for that side of the globe. I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. And he started. He's working. He's doing it.
Amen. And I just hear Father God saying a lot of new great things. I do see something wonderful is going to happen. I don't know if you have an interactive website? I'm not sure what that means. I see people interacting, just like you may go and do a game or something, but I see people interacting, but every time they click on this interactive thing, it's like a link that adds money to your account. Do you have something like that?
I've spoken with it. I remember Prophetess Naomi was helping me with that maybe 2 years ago. It kind of got doormat, but it's something that's also in the works because there's no mentor consultant, house music consultant out there. So that's something that I want to continue to build.
Amen. And continue to move toward that. I see that so clear, woman of God, so clear. So, woman of God, prepare, because Father God says there's going to be such a blessing and reward. And I know you've probably heard it before, but God says, tell you again, in due season, woman of God, even now, get that website up, because that click, understand, the click, 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 it's in that click you'll be making money in your sleep. Father God says, customize it to the way you desire, design it. And I just hear Father God, even concerning when you spoke about the exercise, I hear Father God saying he's redesigning and reframing every area of your life.
Jesus.
I hear Father God saying they're shaping you, they're sculpturing you, and they're contouring you for not only the audience you have, but a new generation and a new audience as well.
Amen.
I see a new audience that's coming to you that's hungry. I know you sing house music, but they're hungry. They're hungry for the word. They're hungry for what you have to say through your music in the word. They're hungry for your spirit. They're attracted to your spirit, and they know it's of a living God. They're hungering for that, woman of God. So don't be afraid to begin to write it down, make it plain, and get ready to publish. I hear Father God saying, your grass will be greener on the other side.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. A mission and a purpose.
Yes, woman of God.
Amen.
It's greener on the other side. Huh.
I trust God.
Do you have any questions, woman of God? Any questions?
You know this brain. I'm full. I am full, and I thank God that He reminded me of some visions and some dreams and some promises through you and the woman of God. And I have no questions. I just now walk in faith, trusting God at His word. I'm not walking in fear, but walking in faith and believing and continue to call those things that be not as though they were, and walking with a smile because everything is well and everything is done. Mm-hmm. It's done in the name of Jesus. And I thank you. From my mother to the housing, to the mission, for the purpose. The purpose of me even coming through my mother, these are those moments. It wasn't for me, but it was for other people. And I'm thanking God that He's strengthening me, my mind, body, spirit, and soul, for the journey, for what has to be done, for the being a soldier with this, and even bringing in other artists, training them up, who will say yes to the call of God and know that their ministries or not just in a church and where's my paycheck. No, that's not even your ministry.
Come on.
No, they don't usually want to hear it from me.
Come on. And I think that's what, and that's the ministry. That's the ministering up there, singing and performing. That's the ministry.
Amen. Amen.
You know, and Amen. Then the people now have an opportunity to give the word and be touched by God.
Amen. Amen.
God
is good. God is
all
God
is well.
Thank
Everything
you.
Is falling into divine order for you.
Yes.
There's
you,
a new you. There's a new birthing. Get ready
Thank
for
you.
All that Father has in store for you, woman of God. It's a new season. And God says, you watch me for the next 18 months. God says, I got some surprises for you. I'm going to blow your mind. You watch me. But it's all good. It's all good because everything is coming together.
I believe that. Praise God.
Everything.
I just needed to touch and agree you know, and to just awaken and push my spirit, my faith just over the top. That's why I had to call you. God told me you need to go and call Bishop Prophet Berrien. And so that's what I did, you know, to take time with it so it wouldn't be rushed. And I thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me this. What does this phone say, like 46? No, wait. I love to say this. Giving me this 64 minutes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Jesus.
Okay.
Well, we'll be getting this out to you. Also, the prophet is going to be doing another prophecy for you. And you still have the same email address?
Yes, I
do.
Get Lifted.
TG Lifted. Okay. Okay. We're going to email.
That's my prophecy.
KOL, right?
T Get Lifted. And I surely am. Get lifted. Get high in the spirit. Come on. Let's go up. That's the prophetic email.
I love it.
Okay. Well, thank you both, and may God continue to cover you and your ministries and your families, and may God continue with an abundance of blessings and miracles that go through you all, and may you never lack for anything. Amen.
Thank you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you so very much, woman of God.
Can't wait to see you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Appreciate you. God bless you, woman of God.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.